Watch, pro-Palestinian protesters reveal basic ignorance on Israel-Hamas conflict, our youth have been poisoned. By Joshua Klein on January 25, 2024. Israeli actress and producer Noa Tishbe took to a pro-Palestinian protest that shut down the Sundance Film Festival over the weekend, talking to demonstrators and revealing the basic ignorance of those chanting against Israel with radical slogans. The anti-Israel protest saw nearly 100 pro-Palestinian activists calling to stop the genocide and chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," through the streets of Park City, Utah. Tishbe, an actress, writer, producer, and activist, approached the protesters to question their calls but was stunned to find the level of ignorance exhibited, some even admitting to being uneducated when asked simple questions such as which river and sea are referred to in their slogan, and whether they were even aware of Israeli hostages present in Gaza. So this is it, a demonstration at the Sundance Film Festival calling for the genocide of Jews. As you can see, some of the people don't even know what it is they are talking about, she concludes. Actress Melissa Barrera, who recently lost her spot in the Scream franchise, and other celebrities such as post-star India Moore, were also seen joining the protest. "Their stupidity is almost criminal," responded actor and producer Dean Cain. "Imagine protesting against something you don't even understand the basic geography of," wrote journalist Caroline DiRusso. "They can't name the river or the sea. They think that Israel occupied Gaza and don't know that Hamas runs it," wrote media contributor Joel M. Petlin. "They don't know the meaning of the signs they are holding and don't know about the hostages. They have no clue what they're marching for, yet they are out there anyway. These people live amongst us. They vote, and they operate heavy machinery," he added. "Heaven help us all." HBO's real-time host Bill Maher has argued that anti-Israel and pro-Hamas sentiment is a majority view on elite campuses, describing them as the mouth of the river from which most of this nonsense flows. "And they're very influential, and those are the people who graduate and become the assholes in society," he said. In a viral clip from November, people in New York City were seen willing to support Hamas in its goal to free Palestine, until they were exposed to what Hamas actually preaches. The current conflict in Gaza began on October 7 after the U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews and the elimination of the Jewish state through relentless jihad, perpetrated the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history in October, in an operation stemming from its radical beliefs. The attack saw some 3,000 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air and gunned down participants at an outdoor music festival, while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The attack resulted in roughly 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 242 hostages of all ages taken, of which more than half remain in Gaza. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. In 2021, documentary filmmaker Emmy Horowitz approached students in Portland, Oregon, and managed to garner funds to support the Hamas terror organization despite openly presenting the group as determined to destroy Israel and kill Jews. He also succeeded in garnering funds from students at the University of California, Berkeley, to support Islamic Taliban terrorists, despite presenting the group as determined to attack the U.S. and kill Americans. The matter comes as young Americans recently began promoting al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his propaganda, as his letter to America justifying the September 11 attacks went viral on TikTok in November, with videos on the topic garnering millions of views. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.